Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Jesus, Our Access to God. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30-31. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption, that as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord. I have just read from the New King James Version. Before Ogundare became a believer, he had delved deeply into the occult and was exposed to the darkest spiritual realms. He once had a business rivalry with a Christian and decided to take the battle to the spirit realm to gain an advantage. However, it was there that he discovered that God is the Holy King of eternity, and Christians are indeed God's children, whom he protects jealously. What ultimately drew Ogundare to become a believer was his realization that Christians had direct access to a relationship with this Almighty God. Because Ogundare understood spiritual things and protocols, he was amazed at how ordinary mortal humans could have a relationship with such a holy and great God. Even powerful spirits could not meet God's standard. He knew that a relationship with spiritual authorities required wisdom, and he was aware that humans did not naturally possess the spiritual wisdom necessary to relate to God. It was then he discovered that Jesus had become the wisdom of God for us. Through Jesus, we are able to have a relationship with God. Today's Bible verses mention four key requirements for having a relationship with Almighty God: redemption, sanctification, righteousness, and spiritual wisdom. As sinful and mortal beings, we could never achieve these on our own. But Christ Jesus has become all these for us who believe, and that is why we can have a relationship with God. This is why no one who truly knows God can take credit for it. Instead, they are always grateful to Jesus. Go into today thanking the Lord for being the reason you have a relationship with Almighty God. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord, but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Philemon. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Philemon.
The Book of Philemon.
Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our dear friend and fellow worker, also to Apphia, our sister, and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church that meets in your home,
grace and peace
to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
I always thank my God as I
always thank my God
prayers.
As I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his people,
your faith in the Lord Jesus. I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Therefore, although in Christ I could be bold and order you to do what you ought to do, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus, that I appeal to you for my son, Onesimus, who became my son while I was in chains. Formerly he was useless to you, but now he has become useful both to you and to me. I am sending him, who is my very heart, back to you. I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place in helping me while I am in chains for the gospel. But I did not want to do anything without your consent, so that any favor you do would not seem forced, but would be voluntary. Perhaps the reason he was separated from you for a little while was that you might have him back forever. No longer as a slave, but better than a slave, as a dear brother. He is very dear to me, but even dearer to you, both as a fellow man and as a brother in the Lord. So if you consider me a partner, welcome him as you would welcome me. If he has done you any wrong or owes you anything,
charge it to me.
I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will pay it back, not to mention that you owe me your very self. I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. Confident of your obedience, I write to you, knowing that you will do even more than I ask. And one thing more. Prepare a guest room for me, because I hope to be restored to you in answer to your prayers. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, sends you greetings. As do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke, my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
The end of the book of Philemon.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.